Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, June 29th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Progressive politicians call for abortion clinics at national parks. Police officers quit the NYPD en masse. Marijuana abuse increases a person's risk of hospitalization. Global unhappiness reaching a record high. Also ahead, bad days for Donald Trump. But first, far-left politicians asking the White House to create free abortion clinics on federal property. The move is endorsed by Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez, among others, who wants President Biden to open federal medical centers in red states on federal land. Senator Elizabeth Warren urging the president to erect abortion tents at national parks. All of that, of course, would be immediately struck down by the Supreme Court. It's just nonsense. More than 100 detectives filing for early retirement from the New York City Police Department this month. Another 250 have already left the department since January, bringing the total manpower to its lowest level in 20 years. 10% of Manhattan assistant district attorneys have resigned under the ultra-liberal DA Alvin Bragg. Compared to 2021, last year, shootings in New York City up 22%, robberies 54%, car theft 56%. Overall, violent felonies up 60% in the Big Apple. Clinical study shows regular marijuana use might put you in the hospital. The University of Toronto says those who consume cannabis are 22% more likely to visit the ER or require emergency medical attention. Research shows pot causes serious lung problems, reduces blood circulation, increases anxiety. And then there's the junk food component. A survey from Gallup finds the world's population more stressed out than ever before. The polling outfit asked adults in 120 countries to assess their current level of happiness. 40% say they are deeply worried every day, the highest number on record. 45% experience daily anxiety. The highest level of sadness can be found in Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, the happiest places on earth, Finland, Denmark, Iceland. Chilly but happy. In a moment, dark days for Donald Trump. Right back. Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding Fast Growing Trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code BILL at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code BILL at checkout.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update. Message of the day. As we all know, President Trump is getting pounded by the Hate Trump January 6th committee. Will it hurt him going forward? Maybe, but it's not a lock. Let's review. Donald Trump got 74 million votes in 2020, 74 million, the highest ever for a Republican candidate. So he is anxious to run again and imitate Grover Cleveland as a president serving non-consecutive terms. Since leaving office, Donald Trump has raised an astounding $130 million, which can be used to promote his run for president in 2024. The latest Real Clear polling average on Trump, favorable 41%, unfavorable 56%, but that is in the face of this January 6th committee. Quinnipiac University poll on the January 6th incursion, 59% believe Trump bears some responsibility for the riot. ABC News poll on the same thing, 58% believe that. Real Clear polling average, Trump versus Biden. This is an interesting one. Donald Trump beats Biden 44% to 42%. In the very conservative CPAC straw poll, Donald Trump gets 59% support, Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, 28%. However, a University of New Hampshire poll, who should be the GOP nominee, Ron DeSantis, 39% in the Granite State, Donald Trump, 37%, but that's a tie in a very independent-minded state. Now, let's get to the latest on this January 6th committee. As you know, there's no cross-examination. There are no tough questions on witnesses. It's basically hate Trump all the time. We all know that. Well, this week, a White House assistant, Ms. Hutchinson, said that Donald Trump assaulted a Secret Service guy and threw ketchup at people. Well, a few hours after that, the Secret Service said, no, and we will testify under oath that did not happen. So, Ms. Hutchinson's testimony probably goes down the drain. If the Secret Service is going to contradict it under oath, there you go. But before that happened, the media convicted Trump once again, over and over and over and over. Even people on Fox News did it. So this is what Donald Trump faces. Now, there's no question he did not handle January 6th, the actual day, as well as he should have handled it. We all know that. But Donald Trump has a very strong constituency still today. And he will be a player, I believe, in the next presidential election. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you would like more honest news analysis, keyword honest, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. Also, I hope you check out my book, Killing the Killers, makes a great summer read. And if you buy that book on BillO'Reilly.com, we'll give you Killing the Mob, another number one bestseller, free of charge. Good summer reading. In a moment, something you might not know. Did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns, like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry. Be warranty. 20% off plans. You can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 15 years ago today, thousands of Americans lined up at malls and shopping centers across the USA. Some camped out overnight to get their hands on the latest digital device. The product would become the most important invention of the 21st century. Here is the story of the iPhone. Apple CEO Steve Jobs first had the idea for a touch-based telephone back in 2003. He wanted to combine several products into one: music players, web browsers, cameras, and phones. To keep the concept a secret, developers used the codename Purple. The workplace used to develop the iPhone was called the Purple Dorm. Jobs, Steve that is, unveiled the phone in January 2007 to mixed reviews. Some panned it as overpriced. Others believed Americans would never pay $500 for a phone. At the time, most cell phones were given away free. Its main competitor was Motorola Razr, which sold for just $40. On June 29th, Apple stores began offering the iPhone to the public. Time magazine quickly hailed the phone as the invention of the year. The gadget soon went on sale in Europe, Asia, and the Middle East. The iPhone transformed Apple from an aging computer company into one of the most profitable businesses on the planet. Since its release, more than 2.2 billion iPhones have been sold. Apple generates $150 billion a year on the iPhone alone. Amazing. Industry insiders believe Apple's next major release will be as revolutionary. Since 2014, the company has been developing a self-driving electric car. And here's something else you might not know. While the iPhone spawned an entire industry of apps and accessories, it also killed hundreds of mainstream products. One iPhone in your pocket replaces a flashlight, GPS system, camera, TV, computer, fax machine, alarm clock, radio, address book, calendar, credit card, calculator, and of course, the standard telephone. All victims of the iPhone. Back after this.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.